NAMI, or the National Alliance on Mental Illness, is the nation's largest grassroots mental health organization dedicated to building better lives for millions of Americans affected by mental health. I had an opportunity to speak with Andrea Mora, president of the Portage Wood County NAMI Board, and Dixie Lee Weber, board member of NAMI Portage Wood County and a certified peer specialist, and they discussed NAMI in more detail.
The core principles and mission of NAMI is to advocate, educate, and support those living with mental illness and their families. NAMI was founded back in, 1978 by three moms who had sons living with severe schizophrenia, and actually down in Madison, Wisconsin. And they felt like there wasn't support for them or their sons, and they got together and started supporting each other and started trying to make changes for their son's betterment and their own support. And that's how NAMI was founded. And we really stick with that principle today of the whole goal is making sure that people that live with mental illness, as well as their families, have that support. And we do the advocacy through legislation and things like that. And also the education. We offer free educational classes and workshops. And it's really just about spreading that awareness overall for anybody that needs us.
All right, excellent. And now you said that it started in Madison. So is this kind of a statewide thing now, or do certain counties have this program, or how does that work exactly?
NAMI is a three-tier setup. Mm-hmm. So there is NAMI National, which houses almost every state. I don't remember the exact statistic, but almost every state has their own NAMI affiliate. So there's NAMI National that really drives all of the things that are NAMI. Okay. And then there's the state affiliates that carry out that mission to support, educate, and advocate within the state. And then within the state, there are county affiliates or regional affiliates. So in Wisconsin, for instance, us, Portage and Wood Counties, we support individuals in Portage and Wood Counties. There is NAMI Rock County, for instance, that just supports Rock County. There's the southeast region, which is the Milwaukee area. So they're split up into regions or counties, and then all of that local work is done at that level. So offering the support groups and doing the community events and things like that, that's really focused at the county level or the regional level.
All right, excellent. And so do you have like some statistics or some numbers that you could provide for those in Wood and Portage counties that need NAMI services?
I have some general statistics as far as mental health issues. Mm-hmm. And part of it is the cost and the lack of availability of services. So I'm going to just kind of read here some of those so that people are aware of it, because it's mind-blowing when you look at the difficulty that people have with mental illness and how prevalent it is, and yet how people don't necessarily seek treatment, and then once they do, there isn't that availability. For instance, in Wood County, it takes about 4 months to get in to see a psychiatrist once you make that appointment or once you get referred to that. And oftentimes, the only way you get referred is perhaps you've had some kind of crisis, and then through that, you become connected to maybe the emergency department at the hospital and law enforcement, perhaps. And then, you know, I guess you'd say it becomes serious enough that it's come to the attention of local people to the point where they say that, oh, okay, now we need to do something. And it's not just that it has to get to that point. People are very reluctant, I think, to do things with mental health because there's that stigma. And a big thing that NAMI works on is trying to get rid of the stigma. In fact, there are jokes kind of that people have said over the years, like, oh, that person is crazy, or there's, you know, 1 in 5 people who have a mental illness, and look around, if your other friends are okay, then it must be you. And people have kind of, you know, laughed about that when really it is extremely serious. I'm going to just add a couple of things here. That depressive disorders are probably the most common cause of hospitalization for people under the age of 18. 37% of adults incarcerated in our state and federal prisons, and 70% of the youth in juvenile justice systems have a history of mental illness and a diagnosis. But it's also the leading cause of disability worldwide. And here's a number that scares me and should scare everyone else, that serious mental illness causes $193.2 billion in lost earnings each year, and that 164 million people live in a desiccated mental health professional shortage area. And that is part of what we see in Wood County.
So is there, if there's someone out there who's perhaps, you know, listening to this and they realize that maybe they need some help. I mean, what is the best way that they could get in touch with NAMI in order to get that help?
Yeah, so there's a few different ways that they could get in touch with NAMI in general, or in this area, NAMI Portage and Wood Counties. And the first thing would be going to our website, which is, help me out here, Dixie, NAMIPortageWoodCounties.org, I believe is that right?
I think so. The recent newsletter here. What did
so
you write?
Going to our website or going on social media. So we do have Facebook, we have Instagram, and we have TikTok. Even just calling our NAMI phone number will get you in touch with the person manning our phone that can at least steer you in the right direction as to what resources may be helpful. And it's really what I find is the most important thing is that self-advocacy. No one is going to be able to help you until you take that first step to help yourself. And it's really self-reflection of, like, is my behavior typical? Am I reacting to this in a typical way? Are my symptoms something to be concerned about? And it's really up to you to take that first step and to reach out and get steered towards those resources. And then, of course, if you're in some sort of crisis, if you're having a mental health crisis, maybe active suicidal thoughts, anything that would be deemed an emergency, there is the 988, which is a national hotline. You can text, you can call, and they will get you set up with the support that you need right at that very moment to help you get into a place of more stability until you can take those steps to start making your appointments and things like that. So ultimately it comes down to yourself, and our family members can say, hey, I think that maybe this isn't, I say the word typical because normal, what is normal, right? I mean, normal is so subjective, but is this the reaction of somebody that, It's hard to say because you don't want to use those buzzwords, but there are signs that your family can see that maybe something isn't quite right, and they can point that out to you, but ultimately it's up to you to really take those steps and work to help yourself. And that's something that's so important to realize too, is it does take work. And recovery is possible when you live with mental illness. It's possible to get to a place of stability where you can function in daily life. And it's not that way for everybody. Some people need to be on disability. Some people need to be in a hospital setting. It looks different for many people. But if you are working towards that place of stability, it does take work. And it's something that you have to consciously do. And it's just so important to get, we talk about advocacy from a NAMI standpoint, but there's also that self-advocacy that really is necessary to work and build the life that you're wanting for yourself.
I want to just add too, as far as what Andrea was saying, is that with mental illness, we know that it's not necessarily cured, but it's managed. So when she was talking about advocating for yourself and making sure that you are taking care of yourself, that's a big part of it. The other thing that I wanted to touch on is that in the beginning, when NAMI was founded, with the moms that were struggling with their kids, they both had that experience where they were struggling, and so they connected with each other as peers, so as equals. They didn't reach out initially, or perhaps they did, to professionals, but because there is that shortage, they realize that talking to each other is really really important. So with NAMI being founded on peer support, that also takes us into a whole career that there are peer specialists that provide that support. And because they have that lived experience with mental illness, they're more likely to have someone open up to them and to say, you know, I struggle with that too. Quick anecdote, after church one day, you know, people always say, well, how are you? Haven't seen you in a while. How are you doing? And we're so used to saying, I'm fine. How are you? And one day I just said to, you know, it's like, I'm not fine. I'm terrible. I have depression. It's winter. I struggle with that. And she said, you know what? I do too. Suddenly there was that connection, and only by opening up and feeling like you could say something did it feel better, and that it feel like it could be okay. So peer support is really the whole foundation, and knowing that someone cares, someone can relate to that. I feel very fortunate to work on the board with people who do have that background, so I don't feel judged. And, you know, I know that I can also support people while they are dealing with, because being managed, not cured, is the big thing to keep in mind.
That's kind of where that advocacy comes back to, is advocating for those around us and really being supportive of one another. So, for instance, like Dixie was talking about, the peer support and understanding one another and using our own lived experiences to help support those that are on a similar path as us living with mental illness. I have the great honor of being board president of our affiliate, and I live with pretty severe bipolar disorder type 1. And by surrounding myself with people that respect me and understand me and see my value and my worth, even though I live with this mental illness, that's something that we really strive for, is you have worth, you have value, you're an amazing, beautiful, wonderful, excellent person, regardless of whether you live with mental illness or not, that there should be that across the board understanding that we are all humans and nobody's lesser or greater than, nobody's more capable or less capable. We all deserve that support and that acknowledgement and that understanding. And when we give that to each other through that peer support, it then allows us to branch out and everything touches the world in our own different way, because we feel like we matter and we are not alone. And that's the big NAMI motto, is you are not alone. There is somebody that understands you. There's somebody that can relate to what you're going through. And whether it's your own mental illness or your family member living with their mental illness, then you need the support as their family member. And we just all kind of band together and support each other the best way we can. And that's the whole principle around NAMI, is you're not alone, and these are the things we can do to help support you.
All right. Excellent. And yeah, I hope that those that listen to this interview, you know, take that message to heart, because, you know, everything you're saying, you know, hits pretty close to home for even myself. You know, there was a period of time where, you know, I was suffering with anxiety, depression, and then finally reached out, got some help, and I'm doing worlds better than I was, you know, back then. So my hope is that just, you know, people listening to this, learning about your organization, you know, they'll realize, as you said, they're not alone, and there are others like them, and they can get some help.
And there can be such a shame, and like Dixie mentioned before, the stigma. And it's all about how society has portrayed mental illness. And there are, of course, those really extreme cases where, like I mentioned before, hospitalization is needed, things like that. But there's so much more to it than what people understand. And with the statistic being 1 in 5 Americans live with a diagnosed mental illness, that just goes to show you how truly common it is. And I always like to make the distinction that statistic is based off of diagnosis. There are so many more people walking around living with these symptoms, feeling so alone and not sure what's happening and not sure what to do and how to help themselves and ultimately how to make themselves feel better that have never gotten a diagnosis. And it's just so prevalent in our society, and working to break down those stigmas and try to remove some of that shame is really something that we work towards as well. And I know for myself, I'm what is considered a peer because I live with my own mental illness, and Dixie is considered a peer as well. And we do what we can do to speak outwardly about it, to break down that shame, to disintegrate that stigma. And I speak loud and proud because I live with my mental illness, but I'm also so much more than my mental illness. And it's so important to let people know that it can be an identifier if you want it to be, but it's not your whole identity. And there are things you can do to support yourself. And what we try to do with our affiliate specifically is we participate in community events. We get out there at these events where there's a lot of people and we just talk. We just share our pamphlets. We share our stories. We hand out resources. We make the connections within the community. We do things from all different aspects. It's multifaceted as a way to get that message out there. And going right back to that, you are not alone. We want to get that message out there. And however that looks for you, come aboard, come join us, come be part of this movement that is so needed in our society. And just be a voice and a beacon for those that need it.
And you know what, too, like with what Andrea is saying, we do have support groups. And besides the events, also just letting people know that we're out there and that there is help. And I'm always surprised as to, you know, how many people maybe don't know about NAMI. I was introducing myself to some people the other day, and I said, hey, I'm with NAMI. And they said, never heard of it. I thought, oh my gosh, we are national for one thing. And then as Andrea was saying, the tiers there that are with Wisconsin and then the local ones, it's like, why, what? You know, what more do we need to do? And there is a lot to do. Andrea mentioned, you know, the shame that comes with this. And even for those of us who talk about having an illness, I had talked to my doctor more than once, of course, and saying, you know, I have seasonal affective disorder, and I don't like that term. I don't like the term disorder. And he was making notes, and he said, I'll make a note of that. Like, okay, but the thing that I'm getting at here is that I feel like there's something inherently wrong with me. And I'm so glad Andrea mentioned about how we are so much more than our illnesses. We have so much value and worth beyond that. But to attach the word disorder, bipolar disorder, seasonal affective disorder, it can prevent people, I think, from seeking help, because no one wants to say, hey, yeah, there's something wrong with me. And even though as a peer specialist, one of the things that I sign as my document in being certified with the state of Wisconsin is that I agree to talk about my mental illness openly and honestly. And that sounds great until you are actually in front of someone and saying, well, you know, I actually have this mental illness. And sometimes we even use euphemisms in a way that are, you know, I have a mental health issue. Or when really, you know, we should just be able to say, I have a mental illness. But there's still that stigma. And with Andrea mentioning the events that we do, that is one of the ways that we get out there and say, hey, here we are. We have something to say about it. And you can feel comfortable coming over and talking to us. And I've been just so amazed at the number of times when I have spoken up, like I was saying at church, where people said, you know, I can relate to that, or I lost someone in my family to suicide, and they've never felt that they can share that until they're in an environment where they know people do understand and they won't judge them as something being wrong with them.
Right. Yeah, we don't say I have a cancer disorder, I have diabetes disorder. We need to normalize the conversation surrounding mental illness and realize that it is such a mainstream thing, but it's very closeted. People don't like to talk about it. And I felt that. I felt a lot of shame and a lot of I perpetuated stigmas for the longest time surrounding mental illness because I didn't know better at first. And it's all about that education, right? So we have to educate people and let them know the proper language to use and that aspect of it. But then it's also being brave. You have to be brave in order to make change happen. And you have to be brave in order to allow people to see what mental illness is really like. And that it takes courage, it takes bravery, and not everybody is meant to speak outwardly about it. That's not the path for everybody. But there are those of us that is our path, and we do it with such gusto because we know the message needs to be heard. And we know the impact and the power in delivering that message. And the more we talk about it, the more we work to end that stigma, and we break those barriers and we break those misconceptions. And we do what we can do at NAMI Portage and Wood County is for that purpose. It's always in betterment of those around us. And in turn, then, when we're helping those around us, at least for myself, it helps me. So when I speak so openly about my own mental illness, I know that I'm reaching people and I'm touching them with what I'm saying, but it's also helping me. It's helping me heal. It's helping me stay in a place of recovery. And that's the power of peer support. And the very same thing is true for our family support. We have family support groups as well, and those are led by family members of people that live with mental illness, and they need that support just like us peers do. And it's all about that connection and that compassion and the empathy and the understanding and just all of those feel-good words that every person in this world deserves to hear and be given. And it's no different for mental illness than it is for any other illness.
What are the things that we do when you were talking about education and support? NAMI has some signature classes that we offer. One of them is called Family to Family, and it's very informative. It's 8 sessions, 2.5 hours each session, which can sound kind of like a huge commitment, but we have found that when we have taught the class, you know, people very much appreciate it because it's like an instant support group because you are around people that you know are also struggling with someone in their family who has a mental illness. And there's the education that comes with that some people may already know, and not just the education from a book standpoint, but also what they know from being a family member. And when that's shared with the rest of the group, there's this tremendous, I think, healing and support that takes place. And then as a natural outgrowth of that class, we offer the family support groups, as Andrea mentioned. There is another class that we offer called peer-to-peer, and that is specifically for people who have a mental illness, and very educational in terms of the various mental illnesses and the descriptions of those and learning about the biology and the biochemistry behind that, as well as the sociological factors that are part of, because we are social people and we live in our communities, there are those other factors that impact our mental health. And then a natural outgrowth of the peer-to-peer class is peer support group. We do have one in Marshfield that meets the fourth Tuesday of the month from 6 p.m. to 7:30, and that's at Faith Lutheran Church. We're not religiously affiliated. I want to be sure I mention that, because sometimes we hold our meetings within a church because it's free and it's accessible, and you know, people, you know, the doors can be unlocked and it can be open. But I want to be sure that it's not about, you know, using your faith as a support, although some people, for them, it that is part of it. But NAMI is more based on just the other, all of the supports that people might use to get them through the day and to get them through life. I want to say one other thing, because this came to mind as Andrea was talking, and that is the language that we use, not just to describe ourselves, but other people. And over the years, of course, it's changed. And I remember you know, as a child, when my grandmother would have to go to the hospital, and the phrases that were used were horrible. You know, things like, you know, the dizzy fool, you know, she wants to kill herself, let her. The other thing they said was, you know, take her up to the psych ward, that's where she belongs, and, you know, let them deal with her.
To wrap up our interview here then, is there anything else that you would like to add? I think maybe it's important to stress again, if people want to learn more about you, where can they go to do so?
The best and first step would really be to visit our website, which is namiportagewoodcounties.org, and that's going to give you a connection to all of the little branches of what we can offer. Our phone number is on there if you're somebody that prefers to speak to somebody on the phone. It's important to point out that we are not a crisis line. If you are experiencing a mental health crisis, 988 is going to be where you're going to want to reach out to. But if you're looking for general information on resources, things like that, you can give us a call. You can text. Our email address is listed on the website. You can send us an email. You can find us on social media, like I said, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Any of the ways that you reach out to us, you're going to get a response. And we're going to help you the best way we can, whether it be inviting you to one of our support groups, whether it be advocating for you to have a workplace conversation with your manager, whether it be anything that we can do, offering the classes like Dixie mentioned, we will have something that we can share with you and steer you in the direction that you need to go. So just reach out to us. Just know you're not alone. Know that somebody cares about you. Whether you feel that way or not, we care. And we're always here to help. And if you, it sounds very hokey, but if you reach out your hand, we're going to grab it and we're going to hold it and we're going to help you. We're going to lead you to where you need to go. And we're going to help you get started on the path that you feel that you want to be on. And that's all we want to do, is just help people and advocate, educate, support. And you can get involved in that as well. We are always looking for volunteers. We are always looking for people to help lead classes and support groups. And however you want to be involved, we will happily have you. So just reach out. That's the first step.
I would say that I didn't realize Andrea was doing something on our Facebook page that is tremendous, and that is, I think it's every day, but at least for the last few days, it was just a wonderful motivational and supportive message to let people know that you are worthwhile, and it doesn't matter, you know, you don't have to define yourself. You don't say, I'm bipolar. You say, as she mentioned, I have this disorder. I live with the challenges. In the past, I know people would say, I suffer with mental illness. It's like, well, maybe we do, but the idea is that there are challenges and we want to rise above that and get the support that we need. And NAMI is amazing in terms of the broad range of support that's out there. They do classes and presentations, and just having somebody who cares, and you know that they can relate to, you know, what you're dealing with, and you're able to be honest, and you don't have to hide from, you know, what is very common.
Again, if you'd like to learn more about NAMI and the services they provide, you can head to their website, namiportagewoodcounties.org.